You're listening to SBS News.
For the first time in Colombia's history, voters have rejected the conservative establishment candidate, former rebel Gustavo Petro, who promised deep economic and social change to address entrenched inequality, won 40% of the vote.
Let's not continue the way we are. Let's not drown more in violence, corruption and injustice.
He'll face a surprise contender in the runoff next month. 77-year-old Rodolfo Hernandez campaigned as an independent on an anti-corruption platform, despite being under investigation for corruption himself. He received 28% of the vote.
I'm conscious of the need to unite our country in the path of change that has been made firmly evident today.
The centre-right candidate Federico Gutierrez, who was tipped to poll second, missed out with 23% of the vote. Now the race for the top job has become much harder for the man vying to become Colombia's first leftist president. Sergio Guzman is a political analyst.
In a change election, it will now be on to Gustavo Petro to demonstrate why his version of change is more important than Rodolfo Hernandez's version of change.
54% of eligible voters participated in the election. Many analysts believe Gustavo Petro has reached his ceiling of support, meaning his only hope is to convince those who didn't vote to head to the polls on June 19th. While Gustavo Petro is well known for his leftist views and past as a guerrilla leader, right-wing populist Rodolfo Hernandez is relatively unknown. The eccentric business magnate, dubbed Colombia's Donald Trump, climbed the polls in recent weeks off the back of a successful social media campaign. But political analyst Arlene Tickner says his political agenda is thin.
There is concerns that he may be actually anti-democratic. He has professed admiration for Hitler in public, and I think it's very unclear at this point what he is actually planning to do.
Setting the stage for one of the most consequential elections in the country's history. Catalina Flores, SBS News.